Amy Dot Harmer is executive director of the Utah Refugee Connection. Her organization helps refugee communities access resources and works to educate the public about the needs and experiences of refugees.
For the past couple of years, we have worked hard to help refugee families better understand Halloween.
One way Harmer's organization does this is by hosting a Halloween celebration for refugee families. The purpose of the event is to expose refugees to Halloween in a non-traumatic way.
We don't decorate with any skeleton, gory, creepy things because a lot of them have actually seen those heartbreaking pictures in real life.
In order to provide children costumes, Utah Refugee Connection hosts a costume drive. Harmer says if children have a costume, they are more likely to participate in community Halloween activities. It also helps them feel like they fit in during school celebrations.
The really cute thing is you'll frequently go to an apartment complex where there are refugee kids outside playing and they'll have their Superman costume on and it's not even Halloween. They continue to wear their princess costumes or their Teenage Mutant Ninja costumes. So it's really fun to see that these become things that they like to wear and take on a different persona all the time.
Costume donations are being accepted from now until October 24th. Visit upr.org for more information. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.